The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 2021. Lots of twos and ones there. That's great. And we are with you till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We have lots to talk about, as you can appreciate. This morning, in a few minutes' time, I'll be talking to Philomena Lee. You'll remember the movie Philomena, and which is based on her life. And we spoke to her on the Late Late Show. And we've spoken to her here as well. A lady, as we would say once upon a time. She's 87 years old. She has a story that is encapsulates exactly why today is so important for women in this country, for the babies who became the women of, and the children of those women who were treated so outrageously by the church and by the state for too long. When you think that they closed the last of these desperate buildings in 1998, it'll tell you that this isn't prehistory by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm looking at the front page of the Irish Independent at Peter Mulryan, who spoke with us on the Late Late Show not too long ago. As it says there, it was a brutal experience that stole their childhoods and scarred their adult lives. In fact, I remember him because he told a story about how his mother was taken out of her house in the dead of night and was brought on a sidebar of a bicycle to a home to hide her shame. And that stays with me, that story. And lots of the stories do. And Philomena's story, as I say, is just part of it. So hopefully all of you are well today and you're feeling that there's a sense of catharsis about the place, that this is an important day for the country and for Irish women and for children and for men like Peter, and for the children of those women who gave birth in those desperate places. And then we have, of course, the COVID news. And in some ways, it's a pity that the COVID is still so rampant, because the commission will, the veneer of the news story will be slightly diminished, I think, a little bit, because the COVID is such a big and important story as well. And watching the news and reading it today, it's a parallel universe in COVID land at the moment, because on the one hand, the figures are awful. And on the other hand, the vaccination projections are looking good. So you've got this sort of end of war scenario where, as I said before, we've won the war, but we have to win the peace. And we have still COVID numbers are outrageous. We're the worst in the world, as I said this morning. That wasn't the nicest headline to have to read about. But the vaccination story is a good one, and it is improving, and the number of vaccinations will be enhanced in the next few months. So there is that sense of hope. And of course, we cling to it like wreckage in a storm, because that's what we need at the moment. And even Fergal Bowers last night was delivering the desperately dark news about the numbers, but then endeavouring with great hope to balance it all with a sense that we can see the end in sight. So here's hoping. There is awful news as well, that there's a spike in the sales of Crocs, which I think is just, that's the tin happening now, isn't it? I mean, if just for you would hope, wouldn't you, that Crocs would be banished and people would say, God, I've more time to think and to be with my family and to do nice things. And like, look at your footwear and say, what was I thinking? But no, you still persist. In fact, many people have decided to buy them, and their sales have increased over 12% in 2020. So it's just they're dark times. A gorilla has tested positive for COVID-19 at a zoo in California. And this is a crazy story, because when the first outbreak came along, I went back to the Planet of the Apes films. Because at the end of the first, in the reboot of them, of course, it was all about a lab and a cough and how it spread by a pilot on a plane, and then the arrows pointed in the points all around the world where it went. But it's happening now that as many as 8 members of a troop of gorillas in California are presumed to have contracted the disease from a human handler. And this would mark the first known transmission of the virus to apes. That's all kicking off there. There is a story in the Irish Examiner. This is strange. Terribly sad story, actually, I have to say. Because if anyone had occasion to ever attend or visit University College Dublin up the road from us here, you might have seen, as I have seen, probably since I was about 12, a guy we used to call 40 Coats, because he was a very distinctive looking man with the coats on him and the long grey beard and the hair. If you put him in an Armani suit, you'd say, did he win an Oscar for something? He was very striking. But he was a homeless man. And in the, I suppose, 20, 30 years of going along the same stretch of road for different things, whether it was working in the local spa or going to college or going to working here, I saw him every day, every time. And in the last couple of weeks I would have seen him, because he would walk up and down outside RT, as it turns out. And I never knew his name. I knew nothing about him. And I read in the Irish Examiner today, he's died. And it's terribly sad. He was called the old, known as Old Man Belfield, which I didn't know. That's new on me. But he's got a name, and I'd like to tell you his name this morning, because his name was Michael Byrne. And Michael Byrne has passed away. And Michael Byrne, I don't know if you have family. You must have. You were somebody's baby once. I don't know if you had any brothers or sisters or children. I don't know if you had a tough life. I don't know if you had a problem. I don't know if you were happy. I don't know if you were sad. I don't know if you were well or unwell. I know nothing about you, to my shame. But I know this much, you're not with us anymore. And if you have family, if he had family, I hope they're well today. And I'd like to pass on my condolences to them, because I know nothing about this man. And there was a statement by the university who said that Michael Byrne passed away on Monday, the 11th of January, 2021. A fiercely private person. We thank those of you who quietly looked out for Michael, and we're going to miss him around the campus. And he was found by another homeless person. Isn't it kind of peculiar just to take a pause for a moment, and in the middle of the commission report, of course, which is so important, in the middle of COVID, which of course is so important, the homeless situation continues apace. And there's Michael Byrne, RIP, featuring in the paper this morning. Desperately sad story there. I saw this yesterday, but I didn't believe it for one second. There was a thing going around saying Donald Trump's term ended the 11th of January 2021 at 8:20 p.m. sort of thing. And I don't believe that for a second. But so it turns out it was fake news, and it says a disgruntled State Department employee appears to have been behind that changes to the department website that suggested that Trump had gone, but it was just a Mickey Mouse operation. But it goes to show, because those things can go round and then you believe them and then you realise, no, not at all. Regarding Crocs, because all of us nurses are now wearing scrubs at work and need washable footwear, I'd say that's why sales are up. Adrian in Dublin, yeah. By the way, just in case you think I'd be for one moment judgmental about anyone in the line of business, or dare I say it, in the line of duty wearing Crocs, not at all. Sometimes you have to wear stuff for work. I mean, I've been a lobster. I have been Woody from Toy Story. I've been Willy Wonka. Sometimes you have to do stuff. I've been Baloo the bear. I've been many things. I'm the storyteller. My story is seldom told. And that's what happens. You have to morph sometimes into different things. So yeah, and sometimes you have to wear Crocs. Half nurse, half Croc. This is what happens sometimes. Croc a nurse, new superhero for our times. Okay, Vicar Street. I love Vicar Street, the venue, and I love the staff. I love the security staff at Vicar Street. I love the people who run Vicar Street. They're always just really good. And they were tweeting, Aiken Promotions tweeting today, that this programme called Vision at Vicar Street is going to be episode 4 tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, YouTube, Facebook page, starring BellX1, Colin McNamara, Soda Blonde and Foyle Arms and Hog. That's a good night in, isn't it? Good entertainment then. So head to Aiken Promotions on YouTube and you'll find that. That sounds like a plan. And then you can tune in to Operation Transformation, which if you haven't seen, watch it. It's really good. Great drama, great casting. It's going to be, and it's really like a kind of, it's almost got a soap opera feel to it in the sense that it's kind of exciting, but also great humanity. So less soap opera, more documentary, I should say, and worth a look. If you haven't seen it. Joe Biden has received his second COVID-19 shot. Good man. And has said that getting vaccines to people would be a number one priority for his incoming administration. And breathe. You think of it. When you think of it. And the other guy going, it's a hoax and COVID. Anyway, Joe Biden's got this. I see at the weekend, the Queen and Prince Philippe got theirs as well. So that's what's happening there. The other way they're saying that if you, it's a 6 month wait for the jab now, if you, on the table, they're discussing it, if you have had COVID. And of course, I'm reading this with particular interest going, hang on a second, am I back at the back of the queue now? But it's been more than 6 months since I've had it. So that does that, how does that work? It must be March. Don't know. Anyway, I shall take my place where I belong, as I was as a kid trying to get into a club at the back of the queue. 51551 is the text number. And lots coming in. I remember Michael Byrne, the homeless man. He carried a big stick. He did. It would have been lovely to talk to him, but I was a child. Well, there you are. And, well, I wasn't, and I still didn't talk to him because I didn't, never passed him by close enough. And if I did, would I have talked to him? Probably not. Let's not be posthumously sanctimonious about it. Probably would have kept going. But, yeah, feel bad about that. Mary Rooney is in Rathcoole. So pleased you mentioned Fergal Bowers. He's wonderful. No matter how black the COVID news is, Fergal always finds a little ray of sunshine somewhere in there. In our darkest days, he's lifted spirits. Good man, Fergal. Imagine, I think all our correspondents and colleagues and friends across all media at those HSE, or at least NEFET press conferences do a really good job at crunching complicated numbers and making them clear and coherent to us all. So, yeah, I'd like to say personal thank you, because I'm on the couch like everyone else going, what's happening? Are we all okay? So hopefully. The Washington Monument will close to visitors for more than 2 weeks because of the inauguration, because it's gone full Gilead dystopian now, Planet of the Apes in Washington, that they can't really leave it open. But I must say, if you are looking for, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, if you're looking for an amazing history lover's trip with loads of glamour, it looks like ancient Rome without the togas, go to Washington. It's a great city. 2 days. That's all you need. 2 days. You don't need to be there for a week. You'll be bored out of your heads. 2 days and you'll get 48 hours of history. And then go to New York and now party. Okay, that's my top travel tips for those of you who are planning a fantasy trip away. Let me look at some texts. Philomena Lee. Yes, Philomena Lee is an amazing woman, says the text. I can't imagine the pain she felt when her beautiful little boy was robbed from her. Let me tell you, Anthony, her boy, was 3.5. 3.5 when she looked out the window and saw him being spirited away in a car to head to the airport, I presume, and head to America, where he was adopted by, quote-unquote, a good Catholic family. And then in all the years after that, he kept trying to get in touch with her. He was blanked. She kept trying to track him down. She was blanked. And they never got to catch up until she put a tombstone in his memory in the ground. That's Philomena Lee's story. And that's the story of today. Anyway, back to our text. I'm a single mother by choice, and I have often thought about Philomena and how she and other women have helped push Irish society to a point where women like me can now choose to have a child while not married and not be treated as a threat to the moral fabric of society. So thank you, Philomena, for sharing a very personal story and for helping to shed light on the dark crevices of our society. Well said. Following our viewing of the movie Philomena, says Teresa, we visit our son's grave every year, and believe me, when you drive in to the gates of Shanross in Ross Grey, you immediately sense the tragedy of the place. Just down from where Anthony / Michael, Philomena's son, is buried is the plot of The Angels, and no matter how often I visit, it is still heartbreaking. Thoughts and prayers with all those women today. Well said. Every single person, says the text listening this morning, no, somewhat affected by the mother and baby homes, but the tragedy is that it's still a secret in so many families. So we're thinking of all the people still keeping that secret today. Again, well said. You're all very thoughtful and soulful today, and it's really good to hear, because it's an important day to be thoughtful and soulful and mindful of people who are reflecting on this dark passage of the country's story. I see that there's a plan for the state to acquire the last Magdalen laundry for memorial. And that's been put on hold because the survivors have said, well, look, it's too Dublin-centric. This is the one on Sean McDermott Street, but they're saying that most of the homes were down the country where the women were sent to be out of the way, and that this wouldn't be the right thing. So that's that's up for discussion. I don't know enough about it, and I'm not close enough to the story to be able to comment on it, but I'm just pointing that out for you today. Can I tell you that I was in touch with... And we were in touch with Vicky Phelan yesterday. She has landed in Maryland. I hope she doesn't mind me telling you this, but I don't think she'll mind because I was telling her by text message that we got a gorgeous response from people and that lots of people want to write to her. And I was asking her, if I gave out an email address for you directly, would that be okay? And she said, roughly speaking, she said that while it was a difficult trip across on the plane, leaving her beautiful family behind, she said that the response to the parents on the Late Late Show on Friday was so joyful and so thoughtful and so uplifting that it actually carried her across the Atlantic Ocean. It was beautiful. And I'm looking at emails that came into this show about her and how moved people were about what she was saying. And I have a heap of emails from people saying, I've got family in Maryland. I know people near the hospital. We'll bring things to her. We'll meet her. We'll you know, all COVID friendly, of course. We'll make her feel less lonely over there. The Irish community, the diaspora, everyone's coming together to say, how can we make this person feel happier and feel better about herself? And the good news is, I'm going to give you an email address now. So if you find yourself at home today, or tomorrow, or tonight, and you have 15 minutes, and you think, Vicky Phelan, yeah, love her. Love the bones of her. Love what she does. Love what she says. Love her sense of daring do and achievement. She's one of those people I spoke about yesterday, Catherine Corliss. What a week for people like her and Vicky, people who knock on doors for other generations to benefit from in their selflessness. And if you feel you want to write her a paragraph, could be two lines, could be your life story, just saying, I know you're in your hotel. I know you're on your own. I know you're missing your family, but a country's on your side. You can send her an email to this address. Very easy. It's VickyKellyPhelan@gmail.com. And it's no complication in the spelling. VickyKellyPhelan@gmail.com. And what we'll do is we'll put a picture up on our Facebook page for the radio show, so that if anyone wants to know how we find that address, you'll just go there in the next little while and you'll see VickyKellyPhelan@gmail.com. And suddenly you will make somebody very special feel very happy. It's 9:21. It is Tuesday morning. We are open for business. Nice tune from Carole King. I feel the earth move at 24 minutes past 9. They look terrible, says Harry, but Crocs, yes, are the most comfortable footwear imaginable, especially with socks. My wife, you're married? My wife, I'm joking, of course. My wife hates them, but I would spend my whole life happily in them. Wow, that must be true love right there. Elsewhere, question for one of our medical experts. Asks John, how has Ireland gone from the best in Europe before Christmas to the worst in the world in relation to COVID numbers? I think Dr. Houlihan answered that pretty comprehensively last night when he said that essentially we partied like it's 1999. At Christmas. By we, I mean lots of people. We all partied. I know that came back to haunt people for years. The point is, he said that we Christmased like there was no pandemic. That's it. That's simple as answer. That's not me judging or passing comment on it, other than to say that's what he seemed to suggest, if I'm not wrong. Love Fergal Barra's pages of shorthand notes. Real old-fashioned hack, says Liz and Leitrim. Looks like a good old-fashioned hack. Knows how to get a job done, that's for sure. Read The Old Man in Belfield. Yes, Michael. My neighbour Bridget, says Tommy, a frontline worker, used to give Michael a cup of tea on the steps of her house. He refused the offer of having it in the kitchen. He did so on Christmas morning this year. Both private and lovely people. And Paul, the Dublin bus driver, tells us that he's just driven through Phibsborough and it's like a normal day. Lockdown, me eye. Although I did notice, because I was giving out about the traffic the other day. Yesterday, I wasn't out and about much at all yesterday, but the bit I was, traffic was very quiet for the first time in weeks, which I thought was quite good. Good news indeed. Now, Philomena Lee, we will talk to Philomena after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
14 minutes to 11. I'm a 36-year-old married man, says the tech, listening to Philomena at home while minding my three young children. I find it hard to believe I'm listening to a true story about something that happened in this country. It's heart-wrenching. The state and church should be so ashamed to think the church had so much power for so long in this country. It is frightening. Thankfully, society has moved on. Good morning, says Carmel. Sometimes there is never enough time and not enough words to describe the overwhelming sadness regarding the mother and baby homes. My late mum would have been the baby in such circumstances, but every single case is as sad and tragic as the next. What a terrible, shameful, dark and evil chapter in our history. But Philomena's story was told wonderfully in the film. She is such a lovely lady. She is. I'm going to watch that film again this week because I need to refresh myself. I've seen it, but I would urge everyone to have a look at it because it's a fine film. Steve Coogan, of course, in it and brought it to make it happen. My dad says a text, a man in his 80s now was born in a mother and baby home. He was eventually fostered out to a tough but loving family. He tried on and off for years to make contact with his mother. Eventually, he did manage it. One meeting in a care home, she had dementia. And it's still difficult for us. Of course it is. Of course it's difficult for everyone. Martina was on to say, I have had the pleasure of meeting Philomena a few times and she sure is a lady. It's true. And Damien in Connemara says, I'm constantly surprised at the fact that we never hear about prosecutions for cruelty, torture and human trafficking against these so-called Christians. And another says, we utterly grieve for the tragedy of Philomena and all the women like her. We bitterly regret the very poor job done by the church and state to pick up the pieces. And as for the thousands of Irish men who just walked away from the consequences of their actions, they never got a mention, says Hilda. Well, they just did. And thank you for reminding us. Philomena, says Stephen Fermoy, is truly inspirational, as are all those women who were incarcerated in those mother and baby homes. Every one of them fought the awful virus of discrimination and abuse. God bless them all and their babies. 51551 is the text number this morning. Appreciate all those messages. We'll take a little piece of music at 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. Keep the text coming. 51551. I'm not even going to begin to read the messages about Philomena and today's news because there's too many and I don't have enough time, but I will take them all off the machine and have them for you tomorrow morning and we'll go through them and give you a selection of what people are thinking and what people have to say about that. We'll also be joined tomorrow morning by David Frost, the famous broadcaster's son, Wilfred, who's got a great old podcast. I was listening to it over the Christmas holidays called The Frost Tapes. If you're into your American politics, you'll love them. An interesting interview he did with Joe Biden in 1987 when Joe Biden came sixth in a field of six for the Democratic nomination for the presidency. Imagine. Keep knocking at the door. You never know what might happen. All right, we've got to leave it there for today. Be sure to stay tuned for Claire Byrne. She's standing by and we'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. The email's ryan@rte.ie. And indeed, if you want to send one to Vicky Phelan, vickykellyphelan@gmail.com.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.